Welcome back to the Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Last week, Maddie Finley, the talented third baseman for the Knoxville softball squad, signed to continue her career at Indian Hills Community College. Finley had a .391 batting average last summer for third place on the Panthers with 34 hits and 21 RBI. Finley's glove was also outstanding with a .958 fielding percentage while committing just four errors on the entire season. She signed last week, and she tells us what put Indian Hills over the top. We'll hear from Finley, and then we'll hear from her current softball coach, Carla Smith, who's actually going to be into her first year this summer with the Panthers as a head coach, and then her future coach at Indian Hills, Lindsay Dial.
Maddie, first of all, congratulations. What was the big difference between Indian Hills and everybody else?
Indian Hills really had like their own field at their school, and the other schools that I was looking at didn't really have their own. They shared it with the high school. So it was really that, and then coach was really a big difference too. She was really a big impact in my choice.
You have really made a commitment to softball, especially in the last probably 3 or 4 years since you got to high school. What about softball makes it your favorite to play and to participate in?
The competitiveness and all the friendships I've made. I've made so many friendships along the way with travel softball, school softball, anything. Even with the parents, I've made friendships.
Yeah, I know. I think your travel coach, one of your travel coaches is here. How much has she been a big part of your career so far?
She's been a big part of my career. She's one of my favorite coaches ever. She's pushed me along the way, and I wish I could play for her again, but time to move on.
And speaking of moving on, a new head coach for high school, just 1 year, but you don't have to get to know Carla too well because she was on the staff. How important is that? You kind of know her even from the last couple of years.
I think it's pretty important because we know how she coaches, what her style is, and everybody's already got a relationship with her.
Coming back as a senior next year, what kind of things do you want to accomplish for your final year? Maybe some, what do you want the team to do?
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking for just winning some games. I think one of our goals this year is going to be winning conference, and obviously a big goal of ours is to make it to state.
What kind of things, are you trying for yourself to accomplish before you graduate?
Well, trying to make an impact here, trying to leave my mark. So whether that's at school or on the field, just trying to leave my mark here.
And, of course, you're going to college to get an education. What are you going to major in?
Not sure yet. I'll probably figure that out when I get there.
Maddie, congratulations. We'll see you this summer.
Thanks.
Talking with new Knoxville softball coach, Carla Smith. First of all, I haven't got to talk to you since you were hired as a head coach. What does that mean for you to be leading a varsity team now?
It's always been one of my dreams to lead a team through a season, which I'm hoping to continue for years to come. So I'm really excited to get started this year and kind of see where things go.
And you got a pretty good one in Maddie Finley to start out with there at third base. She really was impressive last year. What does she mean to the program, even though you're only going to have her as a head coach for 1 year?
She's a great leader on and off the field. She brings a presence to the field and to the classroom that other people don't always see. It will be hard to lose her at the end of the season, but she will do a great job of leading us through the season.
What kind of things do you want to instill in this team? Kind of being with everybody for the last couple of years as kind of an assistant role.
I think our new focus the next couple of years will be really in life lessons, not only what we do on and off the floor, but what life lessons can they learn from the game of softball and continue to use that through their life.
Talking to Indian Hills softball coach Lindsay Dial, what do you see in Maddie that you want her to play for Indian Hills?
Just her versatility of being able, and her knowledge of the game and the power that she brings. I mean, Indian Hills has been traditionally strong offensively, and last year we hit 102 home runs, and we're gonna graduate quite a few of those sophomores, and so this class of 2020s that we're recruiting, looking for that, something that resembled those kids and that leadership, and just her presence on the field. I had an opportunity that I coached against her when I was coaching at Clark High School, and when she first reached out to me and said, I don't know if you know who I am, I knew who she was. And so I'm excited to bring a kid out of the South Central Conference. Sometimes down here in Southern Iowa, kids get overlooked, and I think that there's some really great ball players down here. So I'm excited to add her into this group that we have coming in.
does she kind of check off all the boxes that you look for in a player when you're recruiting someone? So, okay, she is what I want.
Yeah, no, absolutely. She does some really great things. And also on top of that, she's a great kid, you know, and that matters a whole lot. You know, I want to be able to sleep at night of the group of kids that I'm bringing in, that I know that they're of high character and going to do the right thing and have pride in what it is that they're doing. And she does that. I can tell every time that, you know, she laces up her cleats and steps out on the field, she's, you know, representing a program and going to do the right things. But also, as soon as she takes her cleats off, it's somebody that, you know, is going to represent herself and, you know, the program that she's playing within to the highest quality.
I know, you know, still recruiting process is going on, but what does a 2020, you know, and beyond, when Maddie gets on the job, what the aspects of the team and how the prospects are going to be for the program?
Currently in this 2020 group, we've got 10 commitments. So I told her she's number 5. I got 5 left to still go sign. And then there's another kid that I'm looking to go get. But all of them come out of, you know, come from playing in high quality programs. And I know that Maddie's had, you know, we just talked about how she's hasn't had a consistent coach. Like, she's had a couple different coaches. But I know that her expectation of wanting to win, and, you know, last year we made it to the national tournament for the 20th time in program history and finished in the top 8. And we want more. We want more than that. And, you know, so I think that this group coming in can really put some things together, especially with this group of the freshmen that I currently have will be the sophomores when she's there.
That was Knoxville softball player Maddie Finley as she signed last week to attend Indian Hills Community College. You also heard from her current high school softball coach, Carla Smith, and her future coach at Indian Hills, Lindsay Dial. We'll have more on the radio sports page right after this on KNIA KRLS.